The Warriors face the Jazz in Utah on Tuesday to start three games on the road after a three-game homestand wrapped up on Saturday at Oracle Arena, with the Boston Celtics visiting and Stephen Curry's season-high 49 points that featured 8 three-pointers was certainly key. He was tremendous. Kevin Durant added 20 points and 9 boards. Draymond Green 15 points and 11 rebounds as the Celtics battle to the end, but the Warriors take it 109-105, the final.
Steve just said that that felt like a playoff game. I was wondering what it felt like to you. Did it feel that way?
Yeah, it was playoff intensity, back and forth. No, besides that first probably 8-10 minutes, nobody could really get any separation. So, I would say a defensive battle pretty much the whole game. And, guys making plays all over the court. So it was a fun game. It was intense. It was hard fought for all 48 minutes, so that is kind of what you expect in the playoffs for sure.
You had a pretty nice moment conversation with Kyrie post game. Is that as fun a point guard duel as you've had in a long time with somebody?
I don't know, but you just know what he's about. He's an amazing player. The way he started the game tonight was pretty crazy. He it felt like we were defending pretty well. He just made some tough shots, a lot of tough shots, and got his team a lot of momentum, but we try to bring the best out of each other. And tonight was kind of one of those nights, and just a fun way to play. Obviously, we want to try to slow him down a little bit next time, but it was fun.
You got Kyrie going off early. Maybe some of your other action was being covered by them, which they're very good at. At what point did you kind of know maybe, okay, it's going to be high screen, it's going to be me with the ball, maybe me shooting the ball a lot tonight?
I mean, you can try to pick on some matchups, and for us, we rely on our offensive movement and some of our sets that we try to get some ball moving from side to side or whatnot, but obviously our bread and butter is that high pick and roll, and the way that they were defending it, if I could set up the guy coming off the screen and get some separation, I could get a shot off. Those other times, getting Draymond in the pocket, him getting some floaters, drop down passes to the block, stuff like that. So sometimes it's nice not to try to be too cute with it on offense and just stick with that bread and butter play. We have so many threats on the floor just to kind of milk it and good things happen.
Hey Steph, this is obviously a regular season game in January, but are there any things that you can take away from this game that's applicable if you guys meet down the line in June?
I mean, they're a great team, and you have to play a solid game to beat them. Kind of like Houston last week, Boston tonight, not overlooking any team, but got OKC coming up. Those type of games where you can't just show up and win. That's great preparation for us as we try to build those habits and that playoff kind of mentality towards the end of the season. So coach talked about it before the game, like this is a big game because if you show up and play a mediocre game, you're going to get exposed and you're going to get beat. So we took that challenge on.
Steph, I guess this is the first time you've ever had 5 consecutive games, you personally, with 5 or more three-pointers. It's one off the all-time record. And I wonder, did you know that? Like, are you surprised you hadn't done that before? And what's been flowing?
Say it again. It was what?
So the first time you've had 5 games in a row with 5 or more three-pointers.
That is very surprising.
First time. It's the second time.
For Steph?
Second time for Steph. The NBA record is 6 straight.
Talk to him, Raymond.
So NBA record set 6, but Steph did it once.
I'm shooting 33s next game.
What has been flowing so well for you of late?
Nothing special, just shooting the ball. I mean, I don't ever overthink that. Just try to get to your spots, take shots that you think you can make, and have confidence and shoot them. So if I was in here shooting 10% in the last 5 games, I'd say the same thing. I really have the same mentality no matter what's going on. And that's obviously a huge part of my game, and I gotta make sure that I keep that confidence no matter what.
Kerr calls timeout early in the fourth quarter when you're out. And during the coach's huddle, you stand up and you stand pretty close to them. Are you literally telling them to put you back in, or are you just trying to signal to them to put you back in?
Actually, I didn't have that conversation tonight. I don't even know what I was doing.
You were standing very close to them.
Maybe I was just trying to get some knowledge by osmosis, being close to that, close to the coaches huddle. I was in my own zone. I wasn't even worried about getting back in there really at all tonight. And obviously, he pulled the trigger about 7.5 minutes left for me and Katie to get back in. So try to finish the game strong.
Steph, you said you and Kyrie bring out the best in each other at times. Do your shootouts with Kevin in practice day after day after day prepare you for those kind of back and forths where it's a shootout in the game?
It's different mentalities. Like, obviously, I'm not playing defense on KD while we're shooting or whatnot. Or those are just when I guess yesterday. We got a we call it a 30 by 35 workout, and we try to push each other in those moments. I think we made like probably 20 or so in a row together, and then you feel that pressure, like don't be the one that misses. So that prepares you for like that adrenaline rush on the court. It's not really about anybody else in those moments, just trying to make shots under pressure.
So if you guys had 12 turnovers, pretty low total for you guys, you only had one. Is that something that is the result of extra focus, or is it emphasized? I mean, what's the difference in a game like this when you know you're going to see a really tough defense, and yet the turnovers are so low?
Just making a simple play. I mean, it's cliche, but it's literally that. The one turnover I had, I know there was three people in the lane, and I saw, you know, Sean kind of creep in. It's a tough pass to make, and those are the type of plays that are kind of bang-bang, but you want to try to stay away from, because against a great defensive team, ball movement around the perimeter and cutting and all that kind of stuff, you know, opens up better shots. And you can take those chances every once in a while, but especially even the fourth quarter, we had probably three of them that we wanted back, where you just got to make the simple play, move it on, cut, screen, do what we do, and a good shot will come. And especially against a team like Boston, who doesn't beat themselves, that's historically been our issue with them, is we've turned the ball over too many times and given them too many possessions, and they're fundamentally sound, and they want to, you know, kind of grind the game out. So if you don't create great possessions, then playing right into their hands.
And after Tuesday's game in Salt Lake City against the Jazz, the Warriors have two more games on the road before returning to Oracle Arena. There's a game on Friday night in Sacramento as they take on the Kings. And then the road trip wraps up in Denver on Saturday night as they face the Nuggets. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.